It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
Joni Mitchell's lament in Big Yellow Taxi was, "You don't know what you've got till it's gone." It's been running through my head lately as the annual spring assessment of what has survived the winter is underway. For most of the winter, of course, everything looks dead. The weeds that stay green through the cold are hidden below the snow. Many stems and branches just die back. And the tightly closed buds on the branches that remain can look like kind of lifeless until just before they burst forth in bloom. With the rush of growth in spring, it's suddenly apparent what vegetation merely appeared to be dead and what actually did not make it. The growth is glorious. The contrast with what didn't survive can be sad. The pure white magnolia plant we planted 25 years ago, now 30 feet tall, burst into bloom last week. But it only drove home that the usually earlier blooming pink and white saucer magnolia next to the house, which was already mature when we first moved in, had died. When it lost all its leaves late last summer, I held out hope for a surprise resurgence, but it has remained lifeless. I cut off branches every day and drag them out to the brush pile, working my way down toward chopping the main trunk down. And Joni was right. I didn't realize until it was gone just how much a focal point the tree was for the garden. The plants near it chosen for their ability to thrive in its dappled shade. It's a big loss, which we haven't yet figured out how to address. In surprise contrast, there are the fruit trees. After Eric spent many hours clearing brush around the apple trees near the barn, we discovered that lots of bark had been stripped from the bottoms of their trunks by nibbling rabbits this winter, leading to fear that they had been killed, but they all seem to be coming back strongly. We will install rubberized tree guards around them to prevent the future nibbling that could truly do them in. And the bosque pear tree, the buds of which appeared worryingly brown and lifeless until a couple of days ago, has suddenly sprouted green leaflets around what will be most welcome pear blossoms. In relief, my brain has transmuted the song lyric to, "You don't know what you've got till it's bloomed." There's an excited anticipation to this annual hunt for returning life. In the vegetable garden, the return of sorrel was quite predictable, but harvesting overwintered carrots and newly leafed out spinach from last fall's planting has been both surprising and delightful. And then there's the rhubarb. Rhubarb forms the dramatic center circle in our vegetable garden, and it's a big seller. It's as close to a surefire annual returnee as there is, and it's already vigorously pushing forth its sour red stalks. Last week, I decided to check on the second patch of rhubarb I've been trying to establish in the marshy meadow west of the house. Ever since we stopped keeping pigs down there, I've been trying to come up with a good use for that pasture. A seasonal stream runs through it, carrying water from our pond in the direction of the Rojan Kill and its ultimate destination, the Hudson River. After research, I decided that rhubarb and asparagus were the best candidates for cultivation there. Both are perennial, seemingly tenacious, highly edible and saleable, and, according to what I read, both like to have their feet wet. I had images of a couple of acres of huge, crinkled, dark rhubarb leaves and as an undulating ground cover, punctuated by the airy light green branches waving from asparagus stalks gone to seed. Visually arresting, low maintenance, and a significant spring revenue stream to boot. In the fall of 2022, I chopped off hunks of the garden rhubarb plants and transplanted them along the stream. In the spring of 23, I eagerly went down, expecting to see a lush plantation. But not a single plant had made it. The higher, drier ground was still a seed of mugwort. The lower, watery portions had only marshy grasses. I made a more thorough study and learned that the time to divide and transplant rhubarb is not, as I had mistakenly assumed based on my experience with ornamental perennials, the fall, but rather early spring, just as the vegetation is beginning to break through the ground. That meant waiting until the early spring of 2024, when I once again divided the big garden rhubarb plants and transplanted 35 starts in the marsh. Last week, on one of the first really balmy days, Eric and I clambered down there through the tangled branches of a large mulberry tree that had come down over the winter. We found just three small rhubarb plants leafing out, all on the higher, drier portion of the patch I had planted, and far smaller than the plants in the vegetable garden. Not the total washout of 2 years ago, but a little disappointing nonetheless. This weekend, I went to look again, and the three plants had become six. The later appearing ones were closer to the stream and standing water. Yesterday, I counted eight. I'm hoping still more will appear, and that they are smaller only because of a later start or less established roots. My vision may yet be realized. Sure, events outside the farm have led me frequently of late to feelings of profound loss. Like Joni Mitchell, I count what's gone or in danger of being gone. Some changes may indeed be permanent and irretrievable, but others, like the branches of winter, may only appear gone, to be brought back to life if we've done the right work when the seasons change.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.